Welcome to another podcast for the summer issue of Peer to Peer. This is part two for 2021. My name is Bethann Stubbe. I'm the Director of Publications and Press for ILTA. And today I am thrilled to offer this Business Partner Spotlight, light version, based on TJ's article for the summer issue. I'm joined today by TJ Johnson and Bill Mertes from Olenek, a Qualitest company. Guys, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having us.
All right, TJ, this first question is coming over to you. Why are acquisitions important to keep innovation moving forward and advancing legal technology?
Oh, that's a great question, Bethann. Bill and I have both been around the legal industry for a number of years, quite a number of years. And we've watched as technologies have grown, we've watched lots of startups, we've watched lots of very legal focused technologies come in, and many of them have fallen by the wayside because they're too small or they can't keep up with all of the changes that are happening and all of the pressures on the law firms to do things in certain ways. So it seems as if in many of the situations where there are either mergers between companies or acquisitions, that it's a synergy between a couple of different ones that may have some AI component in one firm, as for us at Olenek, coming into a company that has a larger automation and AI kind of component, that there can be a big synergy and allow for new and innovative things to happen. More resources available, more experience in other industries, maybe coming into legal, that kind of thing that would take the legal technology and advance it even further than a lone company might be able to do.
And I think we've seen a lot of that in the marketplace recently. A lot of larger organizations have purchased smaller ones, and there've been a lot of mergers kind of happening a little bit faster than maybe we thought because of the pandemic. Bill, what about you? What do you think are types of strategies that places like Olenek, a Qualitest company, can offer, maybe even in security, to their clients to keep them safe in this really ever-changing world?
Well, we're all about risk mitigation, and that's one of the great synergies between, and one of the reasons why Qualitest wanted to buy Olenek in the first place is because they see the opportunities in the legal vertical and all the things that we're doing to try and help mature quality, both for the softwares and in the processes and procedures that firms use in their implementations. So it really just gives us a lot more scale. TJ touched on it a minute ago about some of the new whiz bang AI things that Qualitest brings to the table, and even more advanced automation that we're going to be able to do for our legal clients. And then you mentioned security, Bethann. We actually have a cybersecurity practice now. Olenek historically did not play in that space, but now as Qualitest, we can actually do penetration testing and even more advanced things like helping firms shift left their security focus and risk mitigation efforts into their projects and operations.
Well, I was going to ask what you guys had that was coming out that was new, but you seem to have a dearth of new things coming out. So for a business partner kind of spotlight, I traditionally ask what's new. Well, now we know what's new. What are you both looking forward to most with this acquisition merger?
Again, a part of it is just the scale of what we can do. We're going from a 300-person company to a 4,500-person company. And so my rate card and the capabilities that I have behind me to bring to the industry are just much larger, much more vast, literally worldwide. We can service from anywhere on the planet now and really just do more better, if you will.
I think it's interesting because, we're very, very legal specific. We have lots and lots of legal experience, but the experience that comes from a company, Qualitest, who do quality assurance and testing in much larger global corporations, provides all kinds of tooling and experience that we can then add into what we do for law firms right now. So together, those two things really mean that we can provide much, much better service to the law firms that we have right now.
What's going on at ILTACON that's going to be kind of special?
We'll be showing off some of the automation capabilities that we have, particularly around patch testing and risk mitigation and all the security things that you have to do. Maybe we'll be talking to firms a little bit about Windows 11 and as they start to think about making that next change. And then really we've got a whole branding effort that we're doing in terms of, because the Olenek name will eventually disappear and will just be known as Qualitest. And so ILTA is really an opportunity for us to kind of re-socialize ourselves under the new brand.
And to show that all of the Olenek experience is still there. Everything that they know and love about Olenek is there, but with additional capabilities and resources. I'll be speaking in a session as well, Bethann. So there's a session called Building Bridges Between IT and the Business. And I'll be facilitating that with a few other people and some really, really interesting case studies, very interactive, making sure that people work to do a good job of building those relationships that make IT be able to work better as part of the business.
I'm excited to always continue learning with you guys. I'm glad that this is going well, that there is a lot more to come. And we'll see you guys on the floor at the Mandalay Bay at ILTACon 2021.